Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So I'm going to cover a topic this week that I have spoken about before, and it's to do with expectations and how when we live with expectations, they can cause a lot of unease and anger even in our lives. So when we have an expectation, and I'm going to focus particularly on our expectations of others, when we have expectations of others and they don't meet these expectations, then we can get frustrated, irritated, annoyed, and we might find that we're doing these things without even realizing why we're doing them. And the reason is that we have expectations of people to behave in a certain way, to live up to certain standards, to deliver on things that we expect of them, without ever having discussed these things with people. So in a work environment, we might expect people to do things to a certain standard that we haven't ever agreed with somebody. It's the standard we hold ourselves to, and therefore we just assume that others will be of this particular standard or do things in the way that we think they should be done. Now, this doesn't always happen just in a work environment. It can happen in our private lives as well. We expect people to be tidy. and when they don't meet these expectations, we can get upset and cross with people because of them. We expect, and going on the tidy theme, we might expect that other people hold this as a particular ideal, that everybody likes to have a tidy home. But this might not necessarily be the case. Some people like things to be messy and untidy. It's not a priority in their lives. Now, the way to counteract these expectations are to have agreements. So we have a discussion with somebody and we come to an agreement of how we're going to behave with each other. Now, I used one of these in a scenario in my life. My mother came to live with me a number of years ago, and I love my mother. And actually, when I think about how other siblings, daughters and sons, are with their mothers, I think we actually get on very well. But anyone who's, well, most people, I'm making an assumption and an expectation there when I said that, a lot of people struggle, especially as adults, to live with their parents, and it can be a very challenging scenario. So before my mother came to live with us, I assumed that there would be times when we wouldn't always get on and that we'd have disagreements. And to counteract this, my mother and I sat down and we agreed on when those particular scenarios came up, how we would handle them, how we would work through it. Because if I expected her to behave in a certain way while she was in my home, then I would most likely have felt very cross, irritated and annoyed with her if she hadn't have met my expectations. But because we had an agreement and we voiced the assumption that we wouldn't always see eye to eye and there was a possibility, a very likely possibility, that we would disagree from time to time, because we put steps in place on how to deal with that when that happened, we actually had quite a smooth time together. She stayed with me for, I think, about 8 months, so it was quite a considerable amount of time. And in that time, I think we actually got on quite well. There were times when we disagreed and we fell out, but we followed the agreement that we put in place in the beginning, which helped us to overcome those particular scenarios. The same can be true in work, that when you realise that your assumptions and expectations come from you and you haven't actually had an agreement in place with somebody, then you can sit down with those people and say, for this piece of work, we're going to be working together. This is what I would expect. These are my standards. This is what I would like to happen. The other person then obviously is free to say, well, actually, that's not what I agree, or actually, yes, I do agree on that. But when you've had those agreements and you've discussed it with each other, it's much easier to then refer back and say, okay, so we agreed on this and it's not quite turning out as we agreed. What do we need to do about it? It gives you space to have that conversation and to have that interaction and to move past it a lot more quickly. As with everything that I tend to share, a lot of it is about awareness. When you are aware of your irritations coming from expectations and assumptions, then you can sit back and ask yourself, okay, so this is my stuff. This is my expectation of how I think somebody should behave. It's unreasonable to have those expectations without having a discussion. So therefore I need to speak to that person and put something in place that we're both happy with. So I hope, I'll try and see if I can find the episode where I spoke about expectations before. I can't promise anything. I've created quite a few episodes, so there's quite a lot to trawl through, but I will try and pop it in the show notes below. But I hope this helps you to see, one, that we have expectations all the time, without even realizing it, so that when you notice that your irritation is coming from an expectation, I hope now you will have steps in place to be able to address that and to see that people aren't mind readers. They aren't the same as us. They don't see the world the same way we see it. So therefore, we need to have a conversation. We need to put steps in place to form an agreement for how we move forward from these expectations. As usual, there's loads of stuff in the show notes, links to my website, to my online courses. You're welcome to contact me through my website if you're interested in coaching, either team coaching or individual coaching. And my social media is on there as well. And I love to hear from people and interact with people. So if you have any questions, please feel free to drop me a note and I will do my very best to respond to you. Have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.